Photoshop Wednesday number 33. Hello, this is John Chambers, and I'd like to welcome you to the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday, a collection of short podcast tips and videos created especially for the Adobe Photoshop user. This is a Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here, techpodcasts.com. In today's tip, we'll finish off paths by checking out the Path Palette. If the Paths Palette is not visible, go to the Windows pull-down menu and select Paths. Select the letter U on your keyboard to select one of the shape tools. This demonstration, I'll be using an ellipse. With our Shapes tool, go up into the Option panel and select Shape Layers. Move out onto the canvas and draw a shape. And you'll notice in the Path panel, you now have a vector mask. If you click on the Layers panel, you'll notice now that you have an individual layer for this shape. So here, the Path palette shows us the path of the object. And in the Layers palette, we see the fill color. Now if we select the Paths option, move out onto the canvas, press and drag, now we see we have a work path in the Paths panel. Now looking down at the bottom of the Paths panel, you can see you have the ability to fill the path with a foreground color, or you can stroke the path with the brush's current size and color. The next icon allows us to change this path into a selection. Or if you've already made a selection with another tool, you can use this next icon to convert a selection into a work path. Now you have to be careful because a work path is temporary. If you want to keep it for future use, go to the upper right-hand corner of the Paths panel and select Save Path and name it. One real helpful feature of the Paths panel is the ability to remove the amount of a feather that's been applied to a selection. So let's say you've made a selection on a canvas and you decide that you don't want the feather that's been applied. What you can do is go to the Paths panel, you can select Make Work Path, set the tolerance, then set the work path back to Selection, and set the feather radius to 0. And when you draw a shape with the Fill Pixels option set, the Path panel will not update because there is no path on this object. This is a pixel-based shape drawn directly on the canvas. Now, if you'd like to preserve the transparency of artwork in Photoshop for another application like InDesign or Illustrator, draw a work path around the object, save the path, and then select Clipping Path. Next, choose which path is the clipping path and set the flatness. Some rough guidelines for setting the flatness: if you're working on a document of 1200 dots per inch, you might set the flatness between 8 and 10. If you're working on a document of 300 dots per inch, you might set the flatness between 1 and 3. Well, it looks like our time is up. Questions, comments, or additions, email us at tip@oneminutetip.com and be sure to check out the video for this tip now in both standard and iPod video formats at www.oneminutetip.com. And if you're finding the 1 Minute Tips Photoshop Wednesday helpful, be sure to go over to the iTunes Music Library in the podcast directory and rate it. See you next Wednesday.